I'm back in the library because it looked like I was going to miss BBC Laura Kay on Twitter, whose job title is political correspondent for the BBC. Very nice to meet you.
And you?
What did you get out of today? A lot of people were saying, oh, I just switched off after a while. Somebody was telling me that reading the transcript made a lot more sense. What did you get?
What David Cameron was doing today was turning up the rhetoric for people about how difficult the choices are going to be about public spending. He didn't give us new facts and figures. He didn't give us any detail about where the axe may or may not fall or about what taxes might go up in the next couple of years. But what he did was turn up the volume on how bad he believes the situation is. He was saying that since he's been taken office, since he's allowed behind the door at number 10 and allowed to see the government books for the first time, what he has found, in his view, is a terrible legacy left by the Labour government that he thinks is worse than he was really prepared for.
Not many people were necessarily surprised it would be blaming, oh, look what we found. Is it justified, do you think? Do you really think there was stuff covered up? Or do you think we weren't informed as much as we should have been? Or is this just your normal blame game, your normal kind of political shenanigans going on?
It's not unusual for a government coming into office to criticise what had gone before or to try to claim there was some kind of scorched earth policy where actually people were trying deliberately to make things look better. We know, though, from Liam Byrne, the man who used to be the number two at the Treasury, he left a note for the incoming government saying there's no money left. So we had from one of their own side the fact that really the budget has been really badly hit by the recession. That position has been clear for a very long time. But what David Cameron is doing here is trying to start a debate about what comes next. Tomorrow the Treasury is going to set out what they're calling a framework for how we're going to decide where these cuts are going to come, and then 2 weeks tomorrow we have the budget. And then later, in a couple of months' time, is a thing called the spending review. And really, it's not until the spending review that we'll get a really good sense of exactly where money in government is going to be going for the next few years, because that's when we'll start to get a long-term picture of how things will shake down.
Now, you work very much in the mainstream, but you also have a hand and dabble in the back channels. You're active on Twitter and other social media places. For me, viewing this, it's very much a battening down of the hatches. The coalition government seems to have just let go of all of the staff that were involved in the social media channels, and they kind of now seem to be more mainstream. Have you seen any... I mean, they're not tweeting really anymore. They have the official channels like a microblog, but there's no conversation going on where we might get a little bit more of that personal approach, that little bit more open, kind of transparent tips on what's happening. Have you seen any difference, or is it very much like Obama? Let's use it as much as we can to get public support, and as soon as we're in, you know, turn the lock.
I think it's obviously harder for a government to take part in that kind of fantastic campaigning tools. We saw all the parties during the election campaign trying to use Twitter, using Facebook as tools in a campaign. I think it's obviously harder for them just in terms of time to spend so much time in those kinds of resources once they're actually doing the job of being
the corporations
ministers.
Manage it. The corporations who want to have that personal engagement, who effectively want to provide a good service. The government is providing a service to us and is working for us. Surely we need to have more, and you know, I'm not disrespecting your wonderful job of telling us and right now deciphering to a certain extent a lot of the rhetoric so that I can understand a little bit better, but it would have been nice to see a little bit more of the toing and froing behind the scenes in the back channels prior or after or even during, like we have had with Ask Cameron on Twitter and so on and so forth. Is that ever going to happen again?
Well, one of the things they've been very clear about, in fact, in terms of this whole budget process, they've said the Treasury team are going to open this up online. So where people have suggestions about services they would really hate to see disappear, or perhaps suggestions for where things could work better in the public sector, where taxpayers' money could be used more efficiently, they're going to open that debate up online. They've also said that they're going to go around the country and do public meetings, and it's important to them, perhaps for political reasons, but also for genuine reasons, to try to involve people in the debate that is going on. David Cameron said this morning he wants to take people with them. He knows that there's a political cost not doing so, but he also believes that actually trying to make cuts in a fair way and in an open way, you have to do that by involving members of the public, and it's quite clear they're going to try to do that too. But in terms of appetite for information on Twitter, I know myself, there's a huge appetite out there. At the beginning of the general election campaign, I had about 5,000 followers. By the end of that, it was nearly 25,000. The appetite is absolutely there. People want information in a way that's accessible to them.
Definitely. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk today. Give us your Twitter name for those that don't yet follow you.
BBC Laura Kay.
Thank you very much, Laura. Take care.
Sure, no problem.